social media, a curse, a mirror, or a test for the Zomi. Digital freedom is revealing not only what the Zomi believe, but who we are, and whether we possess the character to build a united future. By Disciple Sean, Zomi Press. Social media has given the Zomi people an extraordinary degree of freedom. From Zogam to communities across the United States, India, Europe, Australia, and elsewhere, Zomi voices can now cross borders within seconds. This freedom has enabled families to remain connected, churches to share the gospel, organizations to mobilize assistance, journalists to report developments, activists to advocate for justice, and younger generations to learn about Zomi language, history, and identity. Yet the same freedom has also created a difficult question: has social media become a blessing to the Zomi, or are we turning it into a curse? A timely warning. In a Zomi language Facebook post published on September 9, 2026, Pomkhon Pao referred to Shelby Tucker's book, Burma, The Curse of Independence, and applied its provocative title to the way the Zomi use social media. He wrote, Suwaktataka social media I Zatha Pen A Paul adding in Kakona, Kajensiatna, Midemna, Lunkum Lona Jena, Makapna, Le Lungshim Hoilo Fuankiatna Dinga I Zatzit Leiteng A adding in Thufa He Sangin Hamziatna, Samsiatna, Curse, Nahaza Gigi Hai. The central meaning may be rendered in English. As long as we continue using the freedom of social media for conflict, destructive criticism, condemnation, complaint, personal attacks, and the expression of unhealthy attitudes, it will remain more of a curse than a blessing to our people. His warning deserves serious attention. Tucker's title does not necessarily mean that independence itself was a curse. Rather, it draws attention to the tragedy that followed when political freedom became entangled with armed conflict, authoritarian rule, ethnic division, and failures of national leadership. In the same way, social media itself is not the enemy. The deeper concern is what happens when freedom is separated from character, influence from accountability, and speech from responsibility. When freedom becomes a weapon, social media has democratized communication. Anyone with a smartphone can publish an accusation, challenge a leader, criticize an organization, influence public opinion, or respond to a public controversy. That power can serve the common good. It can expose injustice, strengthen accountability, correct misinformation, protect vulnerable people, and bring neglected concerns into public discussion. But the same power can also be used to circulate rumors, humiliate individuals, inflame regional tensions, manipulate emotions, and transform personal grievances into public conflicts. Information may travel around the world in seconds. Truth often takes much longer to catch up. For a relatively small and geographically dispersed people, the consequences can be severe. A reckless post may not harm only one person. It can damage a family, church, organization, community, or relationship that took years to build. The problem is intensified when disagreement becomes personal. Instead of addressing an argument, people attack the person presenting it. Instead of correcting an error, they attempt to destroy someone's reputation. Instead of seeking reconciliation, they gather supporters for another round of digital confrontation. When that happens, freedom of expression is no longer serving the Zomi community. It is being weaponized against it. Social media is also a mirror. While Pomkhon Pao's observation presents social media as a possible curse, it can also be understood as a mirror. A mirror does not usually create the face it reflects. It reveals what is already there. In much the same way, social media frequently reveals the attitudes, motives, loyalties, prejudices, maturity, and character of those who use it. What people consistently post, share, praise, condemn, or ridicule tells the public something about who they are. Social media has therefore become a form of behavioral transparency, a continuing public test through which the community can discern who is who. A person may repeatedly speak about unity while attacking everyone who disagrees with him. Another may demand justice while refusing fairness to those outside her own organization or regional circle. Someone may speak loudly about patriotism while using the Zomi cause to pursue personal recognition, influence, or organizational advantage. Social media can reveal these contradictions, but the mirror can also reveal what is admirable. It allows the community to recognize faithful pastors, thoughtful educators, responsible journalists, humanitarian workers, cultural preservationists, young innovators, and community servants whose contributions might otherwise remain unseen. The mirror reveals both what must be corrected and what deserves to be encouraged. Nevertheless, behavioral transparency should not become another excuse for public condemnation. One mistake should not always define a person's entire character. Human beings can learn, repent, mature, and change. The mirror should produce discernment, but it should also produce humility. Before using social media to examine everyone else, each of us should first examine our own reflection. Criticism is not the enemy. A call for responsible communication must never be used to silence legitimate criticism. The Zomi community needs honest debate. Leaders and organizations must remain accountable. Corruption, abuse of authority, misinformation, discrimination, and injustice should not be concealed under the language of unity. Unity without truth becomes artificial. Peace without justice becomes fragile. Loyalty without accountability can become dangerous. The question is not whether criticism should exist. The real questions are how it should be expressed, whether it is supported by evidence, and what purpose it is intended to serve. Constructive criticism identifies a problem, presents credible information, respects human dignity, and seeks a solution. Destructive criticism attacks personalities, exaggerates failures, assigns motives without evidence, and appears to take satisfaction in another person's downfall. One seeks correction, the other seeks destruction. Before publishing criticism, we should therefore ask, is the information true and adequately verified? Am I addressing the issue or attacking the individual? Have I represented the other side fairly? Will this publication help correct the problem? Am I defending the Zomi common good or merely my own circle? Would I accept responsibility if my claims proved false? Could this matter be addressed privately before being made public? These questions do not weaken freedom of expression. They give it moral credibility. Patriotism requires more than public emotion. Zomi patriotism cannot be measured merely by how loudly someone speaks, how frequently the Zomi flag is displayed, or how fiercely perceived opponents are condemned. True patriotism requires discipline. A genuine patriot does not simply ask, "Do I have the right to post this?" He or she also asks, "Will this serve the truth, protect human dignity, and strengthen the future of our people?" Patriotism without truth becomes propaganda. Patriotism without love becomes hostility. Patriotism without discipline becomes recklessness. Patriotism without accountability can become a disguise for personal ambition. Loving the Zomi does not mean praising everything done in the Zomi name. It means seeking what is true, just, honorable, and beneficial for the people, even when that requires correcting our own friends, leaders, organizations, or political camp. The Zomi cause is greater than any individual personality. It is greater than any single organization, region, denomination, or social media circle. Those who genuinely love the Zomi must therefore refuse to reduce national interests to personal rivalries. A Christian moral responsibility. For Zomi Christians, responsible communication is more than digital etiquette. It is a spiritual obligation. Scripture teaches, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak and slow to become angry. James chapter 1 verse 19, NIV. The principle applies directly to our digital conduct. Listen carefully, verify responsibly, and resist the pressure to respond while anger is controlling the mind. Social media platforms reward immediate reaction. Christian wisdom often requires restraint. Not every accusation deserves instant circulation. Not every disagreement requires a public battle. Not every private grievance should become communal entertainment. Silence is not always cowardice, sometimes it is discipline. A delayed response is not necessarily weakness, sometimes it reflects wisdom, fairness, and spiritual maturity. Christian love does not require silence in the presence of injustice. Truth must still be spoken. But it should be spoken with the purpose of correction, protection, restoration, and reconciliation, not humiliation or revenge. A small and dispersed people cannot afford careless division. The Zomi have already endured political borders, competing administrative identities, armed conflict, displacement, migration, and organizational fragmentation. The digital world should help us overcome these distances. It should not reproduce and magnify every division among us. Healthy unity does not require uniformity. Zomi people will continue to disagree about politics, theology, leadership, institutions, strategy, and the future of Zogam. Such differences are inevitable within any living community. The maturity of a people is not measured by the absence of disagreement. It is measured by whether they can disagree without destroying one another. When one organization attempts to destroy another, when regional identity is used against shared Zomi identity, or when personal disputes are presented as national causes, the entire community may pay the price. Our disagreement must not erase the truth that we remain one people carrying a shared historical responsibility. Building responsible Zomi digital citizenship. The Zomi do not merely need more social media users. We need more responsible digital citizens. Responsible digital citizenship requires media literacy, historical awareness, emotional discipline, respect for evidence, and commitment to the common good. It means pausing before posting, verifying before sharing, listening before condemning, and correcting our own mistakes when necessary. Families, churches, schools, organizations, journalists, and public leaders all have a role. Parents should teach children that online conduct is real conduct. Churches should address gossip, false accusations, uncontrolled anger, and digital responsibility as spiritual concerns. Community organizations should develop clear standards for ethical public communication. Journalists should distinguish verified reporting from rumor and clearly separate news, analysis, and opinion. Leaders should model respectful disagreement instead of mobilizing followers to attack their critics. Social media users should refuse to reward inflammatory content merely because it supports their preferred side. Algorithms may reward outrage, but they cannot force us to become agents of outrage. We still choose what we write, what we share, what we believe, and what we amplify. The future we are posting into existence. Social media is not merely a place where the Zomi discuss the future. It is one of the places where that future is already being formed. Every post contributes something to the moral, political, and cultural environment inherited by the next generation. Our words can deepen suspicion or restore trust. They can weaken institutions or strengthen them. They can normalize humiliation or cultivate responsible accountability. They can reduce Zomi identity to competing factions, or help develop a mature national consciousness capable of preserving unity amid legitimate differences. Social media is therefore not automatically a curse or a blessing. It is a powerful instrument, a public mirror, and a continuing test of our collective character. The decisive question is not simply, what has social media done to the Zomi? We must also ask, what are the Zomi choosing to do through social media? The answer will help determine whether digital freedom becomes an instrument of division or a platform for truth, justice, cultural preservation, national development, and unity. Social media reveals the heart of the Zomi today, and what it reveals may shape the character, unity, and future of the Zomi tomorrow. About the author, Disciple Sean, is a Zomi minister, apologist, journalist, language advocate, and community development commentator. His writing focuses on faith, truth, Zomi identity, responsible leadership, cultural preservation, and the moral foundations necessary for a flourishing Zomi future. Source and reference note. This analysis was inspired by a Zomi language Facebook reflection published by Pomkhan Pao on September 9, 2026. And by Disciple Sean's responding observation that social media functions not only as a possible curse but also as a mirror revealing individual character and communal attitudes. References. Pao, Pomkhan. Shelby Tucker in a Libu titled Dingin, Burma, The Curse of Independence. Personal Facebook post, September 9, 2026. Original Zomi language post. Screenshot retained by the author, Tucker, Shelby. Burma, The Curse of Independence. London, Pluto Press, 2001. www.zomipress.com.